Next is an initiation lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in February of 1970 in Los Angeles.
Lama Apovitra Pavitrava Sarva Bhaktyang Gato Opi Ba Ja Smaret Undari Kaksang Sa Bhaya Abhantaram Suchi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. The purpose of this mantra is that any condition of life, there are two conditions, pavitra and apavitra. Pavitra means purified and apavitra means contaminated. We are all spirit soul. So by nature, we are purified. But at the present moment, in this material condition of life, with this material body, we are contaminated. So, this whole process of Krishna consciousness is to liberate ourselves from the contaminated state to the pure stage. Just like a man, when he is diseased, he is treated under prescribed medical method to come to the healthy stage. To come to the healthy stage does not mean that your features will be changed. Just like a diseased man, when he is cured of the disease, he has got the same two hands and legs and mouth and everything. It is simply he is freed from the symptoms of the disease. Similarly, to become liberated does not mean that we shall become impersonal. That is a false theory. Every living entity is a person. God is person. Everyone. Nitya Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam. God is the supreme person amongst millions, 5 million, unlimited persons. Asankhya. Asankhya means there is no number how many living entities we are. That simply left in fuller number, Nityanam. Nitya Nityanam. Krishna or God is singular number. Nitya. And we, living entities, we are plural number. How many we are, there is no counting. Jiva, Asankhya, the living entities are innumerable. But God is one. So, the basic information is that God is one supreme person, eternal, amongst many eternal, but they are not supreme. This plural number are not supreme. Supreme means one. If supreme has any competitor, then how he can be supreme? Therefore, there is nobody equal to God or greater than Him. Asama urdha. Asama means nobody can be on the equal level of God. Whoever he may be, however powerful he may be, nobody can be equal with God. Just like Krishna, when he was playing his pastime as a child of Yashoda, Mother Yashoda was trying to bind him. And she collected rope in her home as much as possible. And as soon as she was going to knot, give knot, there was some shortage, twinges. In this way, Mother Yashoda became exasperated. She was perspiring. So how to solve this problem? How to knot? So that is the position. Krishna, although he was playing the child of Mother Yashoda, the indication was, Mother, I have become your child because you wanted me like that. But that does not mean you can bind me if I do not agree. That is Krishna. Now, I think you have perspiring, you have too much time, you can buy now. So that is Krishna's position. Nobody can be equal. Because Krishna agrees to play with you, to become your friend, to become your master, or sometimes to give you some service also, Krishna is so kind. But never think that Krishna is, you are equal to Krishna. No. Any circumstance. He is asamvarga. Therefore, he is singular. He is always singular. There cannot be gods. Only God. One singular. So nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam. So, qualitatively, we are the same. Chetana. Chetana means conscious. God is conscious, we are conscious. But His consciousness and your consciousness is not of the same quantity. His consciousness is, He can remember millions of your past, present and future. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna was informed by Krishna that this Bhagavad Gita philosophy, yoga system, was spoken by me to the sun god first. That means millions and millions of years ago when he was speaking to Krishna, Arjuna. So Arjuna inquired, my dear Krishna, we are contemporaries, how it is that you spoke to the sun god? That is to clear the thing. Arjuna understood what Krishna said. But rascals like us will think, how it is that? The Krishna said millions of years ago. So to clear this point, Arjuna inquired, how it is possible? The reply was, my dear Arjuna, both yourself and I appeared many times before, but you have forgotten, I do not. This is consciousness. The quantity of consciousness is difference between God and living. Our consciousness is limited. And Krishna's consciousness is unlimited, unfathomed. So, we may have forgotten everything in our past life, but Krishna does not forget. Krishna keeps account every beat of your action. He is sitting in your heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam hiddesa arjuna tishtati. He is keeping account. He wanted to do something. All right, Krishna says, do it. You wanted to become a tiger? All right, Krishna says, you become a tiger. And you hunt animals and suck fresh blood, satisfy your senses. So Krishna gives you chance. Similarly, if you want to be Krishnaite, Krishna conscious, and enjoy with him, He will give you the facilities. All facilities He will give you. If you want to become something, He will give you full facility. If you want to forget Him, He will give you so much intelligence that you will forget Him forever. And if you want to associate with Him, He will give you chance, personally association, just like the gopi, the cowherd boy, playing with Krishna. This description of Krishna playing with the cowherd boy is given by Sukadeva Goswami. He says, Ittham brahma sukhanubhutya dasyangatanam paradaivatena. Maya sthitanam naradarkena sadhang bijarahu kritavanna punya. These cowherd boys are playing with whom? He says, Ittham brahma sukhanubhutya. The supreme absolute truth, whom the impersonalist, the philosopher think of, here is that person. And dasangatanam paradaivatena, those are devotees. The supreme person, he is here. And maya sthitanam naradarakena, those who are ordinary, they are thinking Krishna as ordinary child. But anyway, he is the same. Either you think him ordinary human being, or the supreme absolute truth, or the supreme personality of Godhead. These boys are playing with him because they accumulated kṛta-puṇya punya. Volumes of pious activities, many, many lives now they have got this opportunity. So everyone can have this opportunity. So if you want to have that opportunity, then you must be purified. So this initiation process means purification. It will make you perfectly purified, so that he can also associate with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Everyone has got the chance. Krishna is not partial. He is available to somebody and not available to somebody. No. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Man hi partha bapa sritya jiti su papa juna. Here in this material world, those who are born in low families, they are considered abominable or something like that. But Krishna says, anyone, never mind, in whatever family or whatever species of life he is born, if he is under regulative principles purified and takes shelter unto me and the proper direction, everyone comes unto me. Tinkuna brahmana punya bhakta rajasayasatha. And what to speak of highly elevated, purified Brahmins and Kshatriyas. Anyone can come. So there is no bar to approach Krishna. There is no bar. There is no hindrance. Provided one is prepared to purify. That's all. So this Krishna consciousness movement therefore first recommends that you dismantle the four pillars of sinful life. Break the pillars. What are these? Illicit sex life, meat eating, gambling, and taking to intoxicants. These four pillars. The whole world is standing on these four pillars of sinful activity. And at the same time, they want peace. You see? This is not possible. There cannot be any peace without Krishna consciousness. Rest assured, however he may cry for it, it is not possible. So, this initiation process means purification process. And how it is possible? Jasmare Pundarikakam. Anyone who always remembers, meditates. This meditation means remembering Vishnu. That is real meditation. Mappara, Vishnu. So, smare, as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, you remember, immediately remember Krishna. And how to remember Krishna, therefore there is deity. You always see the deity, and immediately you remember Krishna, this form of Krishna, the name of Krishna, the quality of Krishna, the entourage of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna. In this way, our reading of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, pastimes of Krishna. He is dealing with his devotees, he is dealing with the demons. That is also pastime. So, when we hear, chant, remember, see, always Krishna, just smaret, ultimately you come to the point of remembering Krishna. And as soon as you remember Krishna, you are purified. Immediately you are purified. But we are put into certain condition now, that we are being purified and at the same time again committing something sinful. Because we have been practiced to these habits since a very, very long time. Not only in this life, but also in the past life. Therefore, the process should be constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. In this way, when your portion of sinful life will be completely made zero, you immediately become eligible to be transferred to the Krishna Loka. That's all. Anyway, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jisam antakatam, not only there, here also, this bhakti yoga process cannot be accepted by any ordinary man, a sinful man. Those who are engaged in this temple worship of Krishna, offering food, offering arati, offering decorating, changing dress, preparing food, so many engagements, going outside, collecting some money for the expenditure of the temple, maintaining the establishment. We have got to spend more than $2,000 for this particular establishment, and we have got 26. So, we have to work, but not work like the kurmis. We have to work for Krishna. That is our business. So, in this way, those who are engaged in Krishna business, in Krishna consciousness business, they are already free from the sinful reaction of life. They are not ordinary persons. Otherwise, how they are restraining themselves from these four principles of sinful life? They are not ordinary persons. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the one can be engaged in the Krishna consciousness, activities. When he is completely freed from all sinful activities. Jesam antagatam papam. Papam means sinful love or sinful activity or reaction. One who has finished this contaminated life, jisam antagatam papam, janānāṁ pinnakarmāṇāṁ. How is it possible? By executing pious activities. And what is that pious activity? Just chant Hare Krishna and spread it. That's all. You haven't got to make charities as it was custom before. Where is the money to give in charity? We are beggars. But we can give in charity the most sublime thing, Hare Krishna. So, all these boys and girls who are engaged in distributing this Hare Krishna movement, they are always engaged in pious activities. Punna Savana Kirtana. Punna, pious. Savana Kirtana. Kirtana, chanting and hearing. If you understand or don't understand, but you are associating with pious activities, a pious man. Jisam antagatam papam jananam punyakarmana te dandamaha nirmukta. They are freed from dualities. What is that duality? That anyone who is thinking that there is something beyond Krishna, he is in duality. Actually, there is nothing beyond Krishna. There is nothing beyond Krishna. Ishavasamidam sarvam. Everything Krishna's or Krishna. That realization is Krishna consciousness. This flower, there are many florist shops, people are purchasing millions of dollars daily. But he is purchasing for his sense gratification. That is non-Krishna. The same flower we purchase and bring it for decorating Krishna's throne. It is Krishna consciousness. There is a difference. When you use things for your sense gratification, that is material. And as soon as you use it for Krishna, it is Krishna. Actually, there is nothing as material. Because everything emanation from Krishna. The quality is there. Just like sunshine. The sunshine, the quality of warmth is there. As the warmth is there in the sun glow, similarly the sunshine is also warm. But when it is clouded, or covered by the snow, we feel something else. But that is not actually the sunshine. It is sun covered. Similarly, the spiritual quality of everything is covered by sense gratification. That is material. And you uncover it, engage it for Krishna, it is spiritual. That is the original quality, Krishna. So everything in this way, people may say, you are eating rice, dal, chapati. You say it is spiritual prasadam. And in our case it is not. Why? Why it is offered to Krishna? So you have to offer everything. Pranayatthai bhyavacha. You offer your life, you offer your wealth, you offer your intelligence, you offer your words. Then there is nothing. You become Krishna conscious. And your life becomes purified. and you become eligible to enter into Krishna's planet. People are spending millions of dollars to enter into the moon planet. And what is that moon planet? So far they informed that there is nothing. They have collected some dust. If they can spend so much money for collecting some dry dust from the moon planet, why not apply everything for entering into the beautiful transcendental planet of Krishna? Is it very bad business? No. Less intelligent persons are engaged otherwise. These boys are very intelligent. Krishna de bhaje sevara chatur. Anyone who engages himself in Krishna consciousness business is very, very intelligent. He's the most intelligent person. So, we are making the foolish person intelligent. That is Krishna consciousness. The best education we are giving. The best life we are giving. Let anyone come. There he'll find, yes, it is sublime. The Krishna consciousness movement is sublime. Now I've got receive on news from Detroit. They are arrested and there was charge against them. The police gave them ticket and there was a case. And the judge saw them and learned the whole thing. And immediately asked, to go please peacefully, you are discharged. Remember and follow the regulative principles. Avoid the 10 kinds of offenses and chant Hare Krishna beads at least 16 times daily and spread Krishna consciousness. Be happy, make others happy, and Krishna will be happy, then our business is finished. Thank you.